tall. The next day, the instruction was there, when there would be feast, he should not come. He should not attend, he should not see. So poor fellow, he was in the servant quarter, quiet, sitting there, and he would not make any noise. Then Baba was in a room, and all the family members, thousands of them, Baba would call one after another. He would wash the feet of each one, bow down, and of course then he would give the present, cloth, big cloth and this, and money, big amount to each one. And then afterwards the feast was held, and Baba also took part in serving. So after the feast was over, the next day Baba was coming, leaving that bungalow. So Baba sent message that the secretary went there, that my brother is really very happy, you helped us so much, and now he is going. So if you want to see him, you just stand at a distance and look at him. So he came, and he was standing, and Baba came and looked at him. As soon as Baba looked at him, he started weeping, and Baba said, I am really very happy. And Baba left. He did not know who he was. So he would not do anything that so that people should appreciate. He is the highest of the high. Highest of the high, if we go on praising him, whether his status will become high, or if we criticize him, whether his status will become low. No, he is the same, the truth, unchangeable, eternal. So he does not want that we should praise or this. He just wants our love. Love him. And when we love him, he feels happy. And how to love him? That is a problem. Just to follow his wish. Depend upon him. And depend upon him. Leave everything to him. And just do anything for him. Whatever you do. You have your business. You have your job. You have your responsibility. Do it perfectly well for him. Don't worry. Think that, yes, he has given me this responsibility. I am following his wish. I must take care of the responsibility he has given. But just do for him in his name, and you are free. He does not say that you just renounce the world, go become an ascetic and just live in the mountain and meditate. No, definitely not. Just have a normal, natural life. But lead that life for him. Normal and natural life. Do everything, your job, business, everything you do, but just do for him. And if you do for him in his name, then he is responsible. But the difficulty is that the mind is there, and because of the problems, the main problem is the life. Life itself is a problem. The basic problem, no one deals with that problem. And because of this problem, there are so many problems we are dealing with, and we just get perplexed, confused, how to do it. And then it goes very easy that we blame him. Oh, beloved, you know, he says he is God, but he is not helping him. And how compassionate he is, that even if you abuse him, criticize him, he thinks that you are remembering me. His compassion. His compassion, how great, that in any form you remember him, you abuse him, that is, he is also his remembrance. How compassionate. And such a beloved, of course, he has brought us into his contact. How great, and what we should do for him. Even if we give not this life, but thousands of life to him, it is nothing. This is no sacrifice at all, I tell you. He is very great, but that too, he does not want you to remain miserable or unhappy. He just wants that we should remain happy. And the other day I told you that there is happy dream and miserable dream. But dream, miserable, it is also dream. Happiness is also a dream. So why not to have a better dream? Binding, both are binding. So why not to have a better dream? But in that dream, of course, one should not forget that one, I have to wake up from this dream. And if you have that I have to wake up from this dream, and how you should wake up, just to remember him, do everything for him in his name. If you remember this, then of course you are free and he takes care. And that's why I said that first step we should take, and he will take thousands of steps to us. But first step means just rely upon him, have trust in him, and remember him and do everything for him. This is the first step. And don't feel confused, don't feel worried whether I am following Baba's wish or not. You remember him, that is his wish. You are following no will. Don't get confused. If you remember him, if you love him, you are following his wish. Why do you worry about that? And if he is the beloved, if he is God, then he is for the sinners and he is for the saints. And if he is only for the saints, he is not God, he is not our beloved. Beloved is the one who embraces the sinners as well as the saints. So he is the one who embraces sinners and saints. So why should we worry about that? Whatever we are, we must not feel worried about it, whether we have invited all these desires, wants. No, they are there. Why should we feel worried about that? We are not invited. So he will take care of that. He will take care of that, provided we surrender it to him. And because we don't rely upon him, we make him helpless. He wants to help us, but we say, no, just wait, we want that, let me enjoy this. And then afterwards we'll see. Oh, we are well off, what is the need? We are well off.
Now, I'm sorry to stop you here, but we need to stop soon, because there needs to be dinner and then cleaned up in time for the evening program.
All right. Eating program, two minutes. Huh? Baba, when his lovers would come and Baba would talk, and when it would be eating time, so Baba would say, first Pitoba and then Vithoba, means first look after your stomach and then think about God. Because Baba would say that if you don't think about that, if it is not filled up, then you cannot think about God. So just hive it first, and then we will just talk about God. Think about God. Always he would say first Potoba and then Vithoba. So Potoba means this stomach, fill up, have, eat first, and then think about God. Vithoba. All right, accepted. Jai Baba. Of course, Dane gave the introduction, but I think that I must add something, because this is not a complete introduction. When I went to Meher Baba, of course, he would tell me that I was 100% obedient. And I would love him 100%, and I would feel very happy. 100% obedience and 100% love. And after a few days, when new people came to see Baba and they were there, Baba appreciated one man, that he loved him very much, and he says that how it is just like coal, and this man in comparison, he is diamond. So only after a few days, of course, that introduction was changed. First, I was 100% obedient and I would love him 100%. After a few days, of course, I became coal and the other person became diamond. Since that time, of course, I realized that I am just like coal. So whatever he has said, coal, C-O-A-L, coal. Not coal. C-O-A-L, coal. So since that time, I realized that I am really coal. Whatever introduction others give, they are there. But for me, I am always Baba's coal, C-O-A-L. If anyone wants to ask any question, you are free to ask so that I may continue, I may start my talk accordingly. If no question is there, I will start, but if anyone wants to ask, you are, feel free.
Can you talk about what Baba said about worry, we shouldn't worry and how we're supposed to not do that?
Yes. Next. I will reply. Let me collect questions.
Val, maybe you might tell that story that you told when Baba had you do so many things at one time that you couldn't get them all done, and Gustaji was there at Bandali Hall, and every time something happened, he would call you, and he gave you the lesson of 100% obedience, but
all
two different attitudes.
No more. Yes, yes. No.
I have a question, Doc.
All right.
How, in the book Avatar the Age, Mayor Baba Manifesto, you talk about that the work that Baba's doing is cutting a hole in the first door. Can you talk about how we as Baba lovers now should relate to that?
So, now he wants that story, but I will just reply his question about worry. In reality, of course, nothing happens. Whatever happens, it happens only in dream, in illusion. The life which we take, the life, every life, there is only one life, and that is eternal life. But there are many lives which have beginning and end. And when there is beginning, there must be an end to it. So we have eternal life attached with the life which has beginning and end. And that life which we are leading, life of beginning and end, from beginning to end, this is one life, very long dream, very long chain, and this chain contains many links. So this life of dream, of course we don't know that it is a dream. We are dreaming. While we are awake, we think that, oh, we are awake. The world, of course, we see that, oh, the world is real. But actually we are dreaming. It is not the reality. Reality is within everyone. That eternal life is, everyone has that eternal life, and that is one life. Everyone has that one life attached with this this life of beginning and end, illusory life. And so long we have this illusory life, we don't experience the reality. So beginning and end, when it is there, of course, one life, one chain, but there are different links. And different links means the links of consciousness, different level. Of course, we find that the evolution of, when the beginning is there, evolution of consciousness begins. The ocean, of course, becomes as a drop. We just see that we are just drops, but the ocean, every one contains that ocean. We don't realize, we don't experience, and we just lead the life of a drop. But the drop is not drop, it is just illusion, it is the dream, we are dreaming. So in this dream, life of dream, there are seven kingdoms of evolution of consciousness. And when we pass through seven kingdoms of evolution of consciousness, we come in human form. And as soon as we come in human form, the evolution of consciousness, of course, it is complete. And no more evolution is required. So we must turn inwardly. We must experience evolution of consciousness. But we collect the goods during this time. And goods means impressions. So that burden of impressions, it remains with this illusory life. And then, of course, we spend those impressions, collect new impressions, and it goes on and on, unless we find the end. But actually, what happens, that end, beginning and end, they are on the same point. They are in the same point, but we just find that end, we are just looking for the end outwardly at a distance. Just like here, Arvind dreams, and in his dream, of course, he finds that he was flying in the air, going to different countries, doing this and that. And at that time, he thinks that, yes, this is the reality. But when he wakes up from the dream, he knows that all the time he was in the bed, he did not move at all. It was a dream. At that time, he realizes that means he was all the time in the bed. Still, because of the dream, he was moving, but moving in the dream. So beginning and end, they are the same point. They are not two points, but same point. And because we are dreaming, and that's why it is called illusion. That we are all the time on the same point, but we feel, we think that we are just moving about, doing this, doing that. It never happens. It happens only in dream. So when the dream is there and we have to wake up from the dream, we have to find the reality within us. Where is the question of worry? Worry means worry for the dream, which is false. And that's why Baba says that don't worry, be happy. Because whatever we feel, whatever we think, it is nothing, it is just false. It has no existence. We give existence to it because of the dream. In dream, we are dreaming, and that's why we give existence to the false, which is not real. And Baba therefore wants that don't worry, be happy. We worry for the false, for the illusion, for the dream. We get involved. But now we are ordinary persons involved in the dream, involved in the illusion. He also knows that, of course, we are helpless. We cannot get rid of that. And that's why he comes down on earth in human form, age after age, to give that awareness to wake up from the dream. So when we have that awareness, when we recognize our beloved, why not to put our concentration on him? Why not to just think about him, and he is there to solve our problem, to wake us up from the dream. So worry, whatever type, of course we are involved, so many problems are there, and we are involved, but they are the problems of the dream, they are just false. Suppose a man, very wealthy man, he has a big house and big business and so many comforts, everything. But how long? How long he can just enjoy that happiness? How long? There is some limit to it. When death comes, of course, without demand, he has to leave. He has to leave everything. At that time, he cannot say, just wait, let me enjoy for some more time. It does not happen. So this is the thing, that this is all false, and we get attached to it, and that's why the worries are there. So only thing that when we love the beloved, we remember him, we depend upon him, then of course we start waking up from the dream. And when we have hundreds of problems may be there, But when we have him, when we remember him, then those problems, of course, we get the strength to solve those problems. The strength, that's why the other day I told you that we should not think about the weaknesses, because weaknesses, when we go on thinking about the weaknesses, we become weaker and weaker. Why not to think about the strength which is within us, the strength in form of Beloved? He is always with us, and He is closer, 1,000 times closer than our very breath, and we forget Him. And we remember all the things of the world, so many things, very sophisticated, we are very, very intelligent persons. We know so many things. What do we know? What will happen in the next moment? We don't know. Still, we are very, very intelligent. How intelligent? That we don't know what will happen in next moment. So whether it is our ignorance or it is intelligence. It is not intelligence, it is the ignorance, and still we take pride in that we are so intelligent, we know so many things. And of the world, of course, the whole world, we know the history and we know so many things, what happened at that time, and at that time, of course, war was there and this was there and that victory was there and this type of development, so many things, of course, we know, but we don't know what will happen in the next moment. So, how can we call it intelligence? It is not intelligence, it is our ignorance. But we are helpless. It is not our fault at all. No one should be blamed for that. It is the clutch of the illusion. We are just because of the illusion, because of the dream, we are just caught up. And when we are caught up without our trying to get caught up, it is not our fault, and the Beloved knows that nobody should be blamed for that. He has created all these things. Why? In order to know the reality. When we want to experience the light, we must know what is darkness. If we don't know the darkness, we cannot know the light. So in order to know the light, of course, we must have the experience of darkness. But then, when the darkness we experience, we are caught up in the darkness so firmly that it becomes impossible for us to have the longing to see the light. And this is the reason why the Ancient One comes age after age to help us, so that we may have that longing to see the light. So, if we worry about all these false things. So why not to worry to remember Him? And if we remember Him, then all the worries, of course, then He takes up, and gradually you are free from that. We worry for different things. I want this and I want that, but I don't want God. I want, let me enjoy this, I am well off, you know, I want happiness, comforts, everything. But God, of course, afterwards we will see. There is time why, you know, I want to enjoy all this very good life. So, it is also no fault of anyone. It happens, it is because of the clutch of illusion, the dream, we are dreaming. So, He has to come down on earth to give that awareness, to wake us up from this dream. And then, when you are dreaming, you are sleeping. If someone comes, this doctor sister comes and gives long discourse in your dream that God is real, everything is nothing but illusion. In your dream, she goes on giving long discourse. What will happen to you? Nothing. It does not help. But Arvind, he comes. He says, oh, you want to wake up? He gives a slap and you just wake up. So, when he comes, of course, he gives the slap to everyone. And that slap, of course, because of that, we become aware of that. So, we need that slap. And that slap, of course, nobody can give. We can just talk about him. We can just sing about him. We can just have different activities, Baba activities. Of course, it helps, but we can do that. But that slap, Of course, he has not given us that authority to do that because we are ignorant. How can we do that? But little thing he does, and we he wakes up, us up. So that is his work, and he is doing that work. Though he has dropped his physical body, but he is very, very active now. Infinitely active, most active during this period of his advent, because he is preparing for his manifestation. What is his manifestation? What is his manifestation? If we don't experience him within ourselves, how can we say that this is his manifestation, whether there should be light everywhere or what? What is his manifestation? That means the garbage which is there in our mind, the garbage should be cleaned so that we should see his light within us. That is his manifestation. That, and if we are not aware of that, how can we say that he that it is his manifestation? So he is preparing for that, very, very busy, very, very active. He is cleaning the garbage, garbage which everyone has, and that garbage very stinking, very, very stinking. But we have become one with that, and we don't know the stink. On the contrary, we like that garbage. It is good. It is all garbage, but we like it. We have become one with that. We don't want to leave it. So he has to work and work anyhow, because he is the one who is responsible for each drop until that drop becomes the ocean. So it is his responsibility. So he has to do that, and he is busy during this period. And that's why the other day I said to you, I told you that this is the time when he himself is fulfilling his wish through all of us. This period is that we have not to do anything. We have not to meditate, we have not to do yogic exercises, we have not to leave the world, renounce the world. The time will come when the world will renounce you. Why we should renounce the world? Let the world renounce us. We should not think about renouncing the world. We should just remain there in the world. We do our activities. This, the time will come when the world will renounce us definitely, and that will be his manifestation. And that world, of course, that will be quite new humanity will emerge, new order will be established, and then there will be peace. But by that time, of course, so many things will happen, the world, so many changes in the world, and it is for the good. It is not that the it is not he is doing all this so that we may see good days, and we must have that peace, and we may become aware of the Lord. Now his question, whether it is clear? His question is that once it so happened, I was with Baba, and Baba would sometimes ask certain things, and it was in the year 1957. Kustadji, one of Baba's disciples, he was very old, and he was observing silence since 1927. He would not speak. He would also speak through gestures. So every day in the morning, in 1957, when Baba would come to the Mandli hall, he would ask Kustadji to sit by his side, and he would give him some sweets or something, and Kustadji would eat, and he would feel happy. So one day when Baba came, he told me to write some urgent and important letter immediately, and it should be sent to Ahmednagar for posting. But he says, bring one plate for Kustadji. So I brought that plate, and he says, go and write that letter. So I went to my room, and Baba gave some sweets to Kustadji, and he was eating. Hardly I wrote two lines, and Baba clapped, and when Baba clapped, of course I was called. Other Mandli members were sitting there, but Baba wanted me. He asked me to write important and urgent letter immediately, but he wanted me. So I went there, and Baba says that piece of sweet, it fell down, you just clean it, otherwise ants would come. So I cleaned it. And he says, go and write, it is very urgent, important, immediately you write. So again I went to my room, hardly two lines I wrote, and again he clapped. And again I came. He says, bring one glass of water for Gustadji. All others, they were sitting there, but he wanted me, and he had asked me to write urgent and important letter, but still he wanted me. So I gave one glass of water to Gustadji, and Baba says, just go, it is very, very urgent, write. So again I went there, hardly two lines I wrote, and again he clapped, and again I came. He says, by the time again another piece of sweet, it fell down. He says, clean it, otherwise ants would come. And I was cleaning and thinking that this old man is doing nothing